Okay, we've got a special CEO interview today. It's with Tony Manini, CEO at AsiaMet Resources. How are you today, Tony?
Good, thanks, Zach. Lovely to be here.
Right, so I think you haven't been here since the turn of the year, I believe. And since then, the stock market and mining stocks have rallied remarkably. That's obviously helped, it's helped sentiment towards your company. How much credit is it the general tide, and how much credit goes to superb management?
Well, I think there's a couple of important things that have happened over the past few months, Zach. So yes, the broader market has improved a little bit in terms of the backdrop for resources in general. But very importantly, AsiaMet over the past few months, actually back in April, delivered the preliminary economic assessment on its BKM project in Kalimantan. And that was it was anticipation that was coming through. There was a lot of interest in that. That was really the first time that we'd seen some financials and economic parameters around the project. And I think it's fair to say that that really was a major milestone for the company. It exceeded our expectations, and it was viewed very favourably by the market.
I mean, you said it exceeded your expectations, but I've followed your company since the summer, and the expectations were always, they were either good or very good, let's say. And given your track record, it was not, it was your experience was sort of, it was unlikely not to be something which was worth going for, but. Obviously, the shares have doubled and tripled and done more, or did over the course of March and earlier this month. Some of that has to be due to the market, and maybe can you explain what the state of the market is as well?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think the market. So, if we just talk about the copper market, the copper market, is behaving, and I think I said this last time I was on, very much behaving as we would have anticipated it to behave. So. We're sitting around, the $2.30 mark per pound of copper at the moment. It's been down to $2 and slightly below. The market is pretty much in balance. A small surplus this year, and we have anticipated that the market will pretty much be in balance or a slight surplus through till around 2018. And then the market tips into deficit 2019-20 onwards. That's pretty much consensus, and I think what we're seeing in the copper market at the moment is that it's playing out to that thematic, which for AsiaMet, as I've alluded to in the past, is particularly important in that the timeline for the development of the BKM project actually. Fits very nicely with the way the copper market's playing out. So we would anticipate maintaining the momentum that we would be into production around the time that copper market starts to improve and the copper prices start to rise. So it's an ideal time to be getting set, pushing the project through, getting it into production and catching that upturn in the copper price when it comes. So, we think it's very much in line with all the consensus forecasts as to where the market is at the moment.
And just, it's obviously crystal ball time, but how much can you really say that, how sure can you be that this turnaround that we've seen in the mining sector is one that's going to last a year or two, and maybe would really help AsiaMet?
Well, I think just looking at the broadest context. The market has obviously it's been in a down cycle for quite a long period of time now, the last sort of 4 to 5 years. At some point it reaches a bottom, and if you look, there's on any metrics that you sort of wish to look at, all the indications are that the market has reached a bottom and is essentially at or near or bouncing along the bottom at the moment. So yes, we've hit rock bottom. We've got a little bit of life in the market, but I think it's far from buoyant. It's a little bit of life, and it's just slightly better than it was going back last year. I think there's nothing to get carried away with yet, but certainly there are some signs of life in the market, and you know, companies are getting their balance sheets in order, their operations are still profitable. If you look at the major companies, they're still doing well. And you know, some of the mid-tier producers are doing well in terms of cash flows and earnings. So when you see that, then you get a trickle-down effect into the smaller end of the sector.
Right. So for Asia Met, for the rest of the year, is it about consolidating your position, or would, you know, if there is some bargain out there, would you be going for it? I mean, what's your overall view?
No, look, we're very much focused on our own portfolio. We've got a terrific portfolio of copper projects. As I've been talking to here today, the BKM project, which will continue to push through feasibility study towards development. But we've also got some very, very exciting prospects elsewhere on the KSK property, which we'd like to put a few holes into sometime over the next 12 months to determine if we have a standalone deposit there. Very high grades of copper, silver, zinc, polymetallic mineralisation. That's at the Broy prospect. And then we have Bootong, which is a very large porphyry copper. It's still open. It needs to be drilled off. It needs additional metallurgical test work done. It's got a big skarn system nearby where we've got high grades of copper, 2.5%, along with a gram and a half of gold. That's still very much untested. So we've got a very, very strong pipeline of projects.
So you've got enough on your plate, basically, to see through to...
Yeah. Look, we've got enough in our pipeline. You know, the assets that we have, you know, and I've said this, you know, many times. I mean, we've got assets that we can build a billion-dollar plus market cap company off the back of the assets we already have. So we're very, you know, we've spent a long time putting that portfolio together. So... you know, we were able to do that when the market's been in a downturn over the last few years. So I'm not in a hurry to run out and grab other projects at this time. I think we've got more than enough, you know, to build the company around.
Tony Menini, CEO at Asia Met Resources, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Zach. My pleasure.